is the natural showman, but Leo can also be stubborn and arrogant. Like all signs, there is a positive and a negative side to Leo. I have written extensively about your sign in my book, Astrology, Its Role in Your Life. Among other things, Leo is the sign of romance, of love, speculation, creativity, attractiveness to the opposite sex. Leo is magnetism, fire, shooting from the hip. Born under this dynamic sign, you are impulsive, you attract attention. On the positive side, you are the showman, the producer, the individual who is able to entertain, explain, and make numerous subjects and persons popular. On the negative side, you try to substitute for a showmanship for your mind. You become superficial, trying to cover up with explanations, frills, bright colors, and sayings. Now listen, Leo. Love is of paramount importance. As a matter of fact, you're in love with love. But you tend to experiment and to defeat your own purpose by flitting from one person to the next. Some would say you tend to have numerous affairs. But each time, Leo, you are basically in search. Searching for fulfillment. Your basic nature is romantic, and at times it is hard to distinguish between illusion and reality where you and love are concerned. You find someone only to feel the search is beginning instead of ending. You continue attracting colorful persons, situations, conditions. You often burn out at a relatively early age because you burn the candle at both ends. Listen, Leo. You are attracted to luxury. You want the good life, and quite often you don't care what it costs. This being so, there is a strong tendency toward extravagance. Then one day, you awaken to ask, where did the money go? Fortunately, you have remarkable stamina. You're able to come back, to think on your feet, to utilize showmanship, to make the old appear new and interesting. On the negative side, this love of luxury can turn to a kind of self-indulgence, to laziness. Now, that is, you want others to be aware of you. And this comes out in a kind of languid, subtle sort of demand. For example, Mae West was born in Leo. And who ever heard this colorful, brilliant woman ever say she would be down to see you? No, indeed, it's always been, you come up and see me sometime, the trademark of Leo Mae West. Incidentally, other celebrities born under your sign include Robert Taylor, Sylvia Sidney, and Robert Mitchum. Leo is associated with the back and the heart, and you do put your heart into projects. Often you are too idealistic, almost taking for granted that others will understand that your motives are pure. And Leo, just as often, you are apt to have a rude awakening. You discover that animosity has been aroused, that others can be jealous, that they can smile to your face but seethe inwardly with resentment. Then, when the opportunity presents itself, they strike. And you are dumbfounded. You wonder why. But as you age, as you gain experience, you learn not to lead with your right. You learn, in other words, to keep your guard up. You have pride. It can be your greatest asset and your fault. You are creative. You want to start from scratch and build. You would tear down tradition if it kept you from expressing yourself. You are loyal, and you expect others to display this trait. Unfortunately, some feel they have been slighted. You see, your son's significator has been too hot to handle, and some relationships cool before you are aware of it. As to your love affairs, perhaps you could put it this way, too hot not to cool off. The late great astrologer Grant Louis said this about you: Leo is not one to hide his light under a bushel. He wishes to be seen, to be recognized, to take his part in the world which he loves, and as return of his love of the world, the necessary complement is that the love, respect, esteem of the world come back to him. Grant Louis also said that if Leo loves a woman, her love must complement his. If he loves the world, the analogy holds. Grant Louis concluded by saying that Leo, at his best, merits recognition and expects to get it, which is a significantly different thing from the negative Leo seeking of recognition as a thing.
But I miss you more. Radio. Not this time. Going to give you directions like I lost all over. You're going to get six lights, make a right turn. Shoot up the way of control. I never know if I should count the first light. Or else they tell me to go straight ahead. Chemist, to go straight ahead. As soon as I pull away, I come to a fork in the road. Didn't happen to you, too? What can I tell you? The last time my wife drove the car, she cracked it up, too, and into a tree. Told me it wasn't her fault. She blew the horn. Well, the first time she drove the car, she hit a deer. It was in a zoo. Now, my wife isn't too smart, you know. One night she went out, some guy stole the car. I said to her, you see what he looked like? She told me she got the license plate number. I mean, she's not smart at all. I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way. Nah, she's not smart at all. You kid, when the second time she got pregnant, she thought we had to get married again, you know? I ended up in Traction. It was a misprint. I mean, there's always something. My wife's father, he just moved in too, has electronic pacemaker. Every time he sneezes, the garage door opens. I mean, today's been a terrible day. I got up this morning, picked up my shirt, a button fell off. And a briefcase, the handle fell off. I'm afraid to go to the bathroom. I mean, things happen to me, I wouldn't believe it. It's a weird feeling, you're standing in a men's room, you see your home phone up on the wall. Maybe another way, so last night a hooker told me she had a headache. You don't know what a hooker is either, huh? You girls over here, you know what a hooker is? Oh, you are hookers. Oh, good luck. I'm just kidding, joshing around. Are you? You, sir, take a hand off your pee-pee. Go blind that way. Why, you're not laughing. You're too busy down there. I can say hooker and pee-pee. I'm not on television. It's a nightclub. You can say whatever you want here. This son of a bitch wants your bathroom. What the hell am I sweating for? It's my job. I got the job. I don't know what I'm doing.